This is Magic bringing you another AboveTopSecret.com member Ramblecast on the topic Spike, the Oklahoma suicide bomber. Skeptic, I totally hear where you're coming from. And I think, well, first off, I think, yeah, okay, maybe I'm coming off like I'm going a little overboard on this story. If so, you know, take it with a grain of salt, and let's call it that. Val gave some feedback on my lengthy podcast, so I'm issuing a Ramblecast warning and saying, yeah, you know, I hear you and feel validated by that, and well, I'm just going to make another rambling, broadcasting. People can not listen to my podcast if they want, and that's fine. I really don't mind if people don't, and I can understand that. Let's see. Also, also another matter Val brought up, which, you know, she's given me some good feedback here, so I want to make sure I'm sensitive to it, and that is the whole issue of calling OU President Boren a liar. And I've thought about that, and, you know, I think that was wrong of me, because I don't have proof that he was a liar. So I think that was wrong. And so, President Boren, if you're out there, hey, I retract my accusation, and I apologize for calling you a liar, and I'm sorry, because that was the wrong thing to do. So, I'll get out of that business of pointing the fingers here. I'm just interested in finding out what's going on. That's what I really want to know. And I don't have enough information to say that, President David Boren's a liar. So, I'm not going to say that, and I'm sorry for saying it in the first place. With regards to Skeptic's, reply on this, here's the way I look at it. There's no harm in looking. And okay, maybe my thesis that this isn't national news. Maybe I'm wrong about that. And if so, okay, no harm, no foul. I'm not. I mean, my criticism of the so-called mainstream media in this case is a criticism directed at my understanding of what they do and what they are. And that understanding may be incorrect. I may be wrong about the role of the national media in a story like this. And I certainly accept that possibility. That said, this just does not match what I understand about that business. So yeah, maybe I'm wrong, but I am intrigued enough by the information I've seen so far that I am not satisfied with the official explanation, and I am not comfortable with the lack of national news coverage on this. I think that it's suspect. I would like to understand what they're, because they know about this story. And yeah, okay, you're implying, Skeptic, that they may know more than we do, and on the basis of that, they don't feel it is worth covering. However, that's not the only reason they may not be carrying it, and that's why I'm curious about that. I don't necessarily suspect a sinister motive. There may be some very good reasons for doing this. But even if there's really good reasons for doing this, I'm concerned about what this implies. What are reasons for spiking the story? Because that's what's going on here. The story is being spiked by definition. And if I'm wrong about that, I would certainly appreciate someone who has knowledge to that effect explaining that to me. Because I don't, this is by definition a spike. This story definitely has national weight, definitely has national interest. And it's not being carried at that level for some reason. And it doesn't even look like they're investigating, which I find very, very unsettling. Why, if these guys can send, reporters to camp out in Aruba for weeks on end. I just find it cognitive dissonance here that they can't investigate a bomb explosion next to a packed stadium in the heartland of the United States. That's national news. Here's some reasons. Maybe the reason why it's being handled this way, they want to protect the students and the university. Okay, fine. Maybe that's what they want to do, and that's a noble reason for not doing it, for not reporting the story. Maybe they want to protect the investigation. And in particular, I'd just like to point out that my criticism of President Boren was actually not directed at what he didn't say, but at what he did say that didn't seem to match the facts. If he is unwilling to comment on this incident for any reason, I totally respect that. I also totally respect that that the FBI may not want to disclose details about this case yet, and I'm okay with that. There's plenty of reasons. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. I have no problem whatsoever with the officials involved in this case not discussing the case at this time. My criticism is directed at the press, which is not under the kind of constraints that the government is. And I am sorely disappointed with what I'm seeing on the part of the mainstream press. Now, what I'm seeing in the local press, thankfully, News 9 in particular, and also the Oklahoma Daily, the student newspaper, they know what they're doing. And they're actually getting out there and talking to people. And what they're hearing is very interesting stuff. Not enough to draw conclusions from at this time, in my opinion. But I'll tell you, this is very much at odds with the lone suicide bomber theory. And because there's enough uncertainty surrounding this case, I think a reasonable degree of interest and curiosity is warranted. Now, if Skeptic doesn't want to investigate this, I respect that. He's got a lot of other things to do, and Overlord's work is never done. And that's fine. He doesn't have to investigate this. I call upon anyone who's interested to do so. And let's see what we find out. And we can use Skeptic as our devil's advocate, or maybe we're the devil's advocates. I don't know. And that's a healthy process. So, Skeptic, if you just kind of want to sit back and watch how this develops, I think that's a very reasonable course of action to take. I have a personal interest in this now because I've been following the story since it broke, and have been watching how it didn't unfold and how it has unfolded, and I have seen enough to keep me curious. And I assure you, when I find this story has no more interest to me, I'll drop it like I do anything else. But I'm not done with this one, and this has got more depth to it. You know, when Prophet Yahweh came out, I looked at that and I said, this guy has no legs. This is not going to last. And I never really got, you know, I did some investigation just to make sure, but I never really got into the Prophet Yahweh thing. This is bigger for me than Prophet Yahweh. So, you know, if you want to put it on a scale out there, this is pretty important to me. This may not seem like a big story, but what this means to me is a lot more than just what the details may be around the death of a University of Oklahoma student, you know, by bomb. Hello. You know, there's some other reasons I can think of why they might want to spike this story. Game revenues. If people become scared and an incident like this keeps people from going to football games, that can cost millions and millions of dollars. That's a pretty good reason to, you know, want a story to be spiked. Maybe they want to deny terrorists publicity. Maybe this is a terrorist case and they don't want the news to get out because they don't want... you know, the whole point of terrorism is to cause fear. So if news of terrorist incidents being, you know, is taking place in the United States would cause problems, maybe the officials don't want that to happen. Maybe the Bush administration is you know, spiking this on a national level to be able to deny the existence of terrorism on U.S. soil and then, you know, claim that they're working. There are also people that speculate that this is the exact opposite of what the administration would want to do. But, you know, it's all speculation. My opinion in all these cases, whatever the rationale may be for spiking the story, and I do believe that there is a rationale, and I don't think it's necessarily sinister, but I do think that ultimately this decision to spike the story at the national level, ethics will decide whether or not it was an appropriate decision. Let's think about what's going on here. We're talking about 5 days, okay, since this story happened. What do you tell your viewers, your listeners, or your readers if you come out and tell them, hey, you know, that story a week ago that we didn't really report very much, it turns out that this guy was associated with Al-Qaeda and that he intended to kill a whole bunch of people in the stadium. And we didn't tell you about that for a week, but we just thought you wanted to know now, and we're sure you'll understand. See, the problem with spiking a story like this is that it's not just a current, you know, it's not just a present-day decision. It has ramifications, and that's one of the reasons why my alarm bells are going off here. Because if this story is more than it's being made out to be, and I strongly suspect that it is, then there's going to be a lot of impetus on the part of the mainstream, you know, national press to not carry it for that reason. I don't know. This is very puzzling behavior. My experience with news organizations is that they're constantly trying to scoop each other and that they really do want news. So when I see news organizations that aren't doing that, I get suspicious. And that's what I'm seeing here. I'm seeing news organizations that could be scooping the story and they're not. That is extremely suspicious to me. Why is that? Why is that going on? It doesn't make any sense to me. And before I end this Ramblecast, which is now pushing 10 minutes and is going to go somewhat longer, I want to talk about some more of the information I'm finding. Now, I do not present this as proof of anything. And by the way, I say the story itself is evidence of central media control. Now, what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is this is evidence. It's not proof, but it certainly suggests when you see this kind of consistency in the behavior of supposed competitors on the national level, and you see them all ignoring a story like this, something is up. That is not, you know, there's a reason for that, and it's not the reason. You know, they're not even giving a reason. They're just not reporting the story. Very strange. And here's what even makes it more strange: is more people are interviewed by for example, News 9 on the scene. Granted, maybe some of the stuff isn't true, but enough stuff is coming out, and a lot of it is corroborating from people who are in different places and saying the same things. And I've listened to the 911 tapes for this. You can get those at this website, and you can hear what the police were saying right after this occurred. According to some witnesses, this was related through a guy named Adam Smith, who was working as a library security guard at the time on Saturday night, at the time of the incident. He said that one of the stadium security guys told him that this Hendricks guy had tried to get into the stadium in two different gates, and that when they asked to look in his knapsack, he ran away. Okay, now, is that story true or not? I don't know, but don't you think that's an interesting story? Also, according to News 9, the local TV station in Oklahoma City that's covering this, Joel Hendricks had a ticket to that game. Okay, think about that. Now, this is something that's easily verified. According to this news reporter, Joel Hendricks had a ticket to that game. According to Joel Hendricks' dad, his son didn't have an interest in football. He would not normally go to games. So the fact that he had a ticket on the very night that he died from a bomb explosion 100 yards from a stadium, where witnesses say he tried to enter the stadium on more than one occasion, folks, that, I think, is worthy of some follow-up, don't you think? Anyway, I'm just saying, you don't have to believe what I say. That's fine. In fact, I don't want you to. I want you to check into this independently, find your own sources where you can, and see what you find out about this story, and see if what you find. I don't want to push you in any direction as to what might be the actual story behind this. All I want my fellow members to do is investigate this story and see for yourself, and let's compare notes. I'm telling you, my fellow members, from the bottom of my heart, you know, my interest in this is pegged, all right? And the reason it is because I think there's something extremely important going on here. I think we're watching, if you're looking at this, you are witnessing a media cover-up in progress, all right? And we have local news people, including a student newspaper, investigating this, and they're coming out with details that, if these details are true, are painting a very, very different picture from what the government official line is. So we are seeing a disagreement between local press and the federal government here. Okay, if there's a disagreement, I think that there's reasonable grounds for investigating where they disagree and why, and that's what I'm suggesting here. That's what I'm doing. For those who are interested in the topic of media control and who are interested in the topic of possible terrorist acts on U.S. soil, this is a story to look into. And I invite you to look at the thread and go and check this out. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying I know for sure what's going on here, but I can tell you I know something's going on here, and I suspect a cover-up. Anyway, this has been another Ramblecast from Magic at AboveTopSecret.com, and encouraging my fellow members, look into this story. I guarantee you, you will find whatever you dig up on this, you will find it fascinating. There's a lot of BS out there, but I'm telling you, there's some credible sources that are giving information out at this time that suggests that this was far from a simple suicide. There's much more to this story than is being reported in the mainstream press, and the local outlets, they need our support. Go look, go hit their website. Let these people know that there is international interest in this story, and they'll keep covering it. You can guarantee that. If there is no interest, then these people are businesses. They don't have any reason to pursue the story. So, yeah, okay, I'll push that. I want to find out what's going on here. I want the local press to investigate. I want my fellow members to investigate. I don't want the story to be buried. Anyway, I'm not dropping this, for anyone who might think, I'm not going to let this go. I want to find out where this leads. And this is flagged for me. This is a flagged story. This is a story I intend to follow. And for anyone else that finds anything associated with this case interesting, I suggest you look into this. Anyway, again, Ramblecast Magic. I'll keep you posted as I find out more, although I'm supposed to be doing some vacationing, which I'm also going to do. But hey, I'll let you know. And of course, keep me posted when you find stuff. I'm interested in what other members have to say about this. So until next time, keep digging and stay skeptical. Take care.